Guy was on this program recently, former FBI Assistant Director of Counterintelligence, Frank Figluzzi, on a hot book tour to sell his latest rag, went off the deep end on MSNBC yesterday, first admitting the deep state is real. This is a guy that's very left of center, former FBI Assistant Director of Counterintelligence, Frank Figluzzi. He admits the deep state is real, and then attacks the president for appointing a new general counsel to the NSA and calling it how dangerous it is. I just want you to hear this. It's bite number four. Roll it.
I can't emphasize enough how sensitive the position of general counsel at NSA is and the kind of access that role has and the concern that this is a burrowing, a kind of deep state posture where a person would be privy to all kinds of sensitive intercepts and would use them for nefarious purposes. This person has to go, regardless of whether he's a civil servant or not. Let's have the lawsuit about it later. Joe Biden needs to remove him on day one.
Day one. You got to go, son. Because you were appointed by the president, therefore we don't like you. And we're not going to put up with it. You understand me? Yeah. Got it. And here's another example of somebody who, this is remarkable to me. People that make their living because we have the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. People that make their living because they are protected by the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, attacking those that use their freedom of speech. Katie Couric, well, they'd like to forget her and erase her from the memory of CBS News, that's for sure. They can't. She was a bigger financial disaster than Megyn Kelly. Think about that. But she thinks you need to be deprogrammed. You should be shipped off to a camp sometime soon. How dare you have questions about the election? How dare you... Hillary Clinton has not accepted the results of the 2016 election yet. And yet Bill Maher and Katie Couric sit around pontificating about members of Congress who don't accept the outcome of the 2020 election and have questions about it. Bite six, go with it.
There's 147 Republicans in Congress who still don't concede that Trump lost the election. What do you do about people who are in the government who don't believe in our way of government?
It is so shocking. Not only are they not conceding, Bill, but there's thoughts that there might have been some collusion among members of Congress. Some are refusing to go through magnometers or whatever you call them to check for weapons. They're not wearing masks during the siege. I mean, it's really bizarre, isn't it, when you think about how AWOL so many of these members of Congress have gotten. But I also think some of them are believing the garbage that they are being fed 24/7 on the internet by their constituents, and they bought into this big lie. And the question is, how are we going to really almost deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump?
The cult of Trump. The problem with elitists like Katie Couric in her $10 million home, living behind a gated, guarded perimeter, she has no idea what it's like in the real world. She has no idea what it's like in the middle of Indiana or Michigan or Ohio or Arkansas or Texas or anywhere for that matter. Her insulated little echo chamber doesn't allow for information to get in except exactly what she wants to hear. The lunatic fringe. Yeah, there were elements of that that showed up on January 6th at the Capitol, no question. Lunatic fringe from the right and the left showed up. But I submit to you, these elites are also part of a lunatic fringe, a special kind, where they live in echo chambers and vacuums of information where they look down upon us because they know what's best. They're smarter than you are. They made more money. And they think they can decide what you should see, hear or read. It's disappointing. By the time the sun sets tomorrow, these people will be in charge of your government. These people that believe you should be shut down and silenced will be in charge of your government by sundown tomorrow. Don't you dare be quiet. Speak up and be heard. Write letters. Call your members of Congress. Go to town halls. Do whatever it takes to be heard. Demand that H.R. 1 never sees the light of day. H.R. 1 that would provide for universal mail-in ballots, ballot harvesting, same-day registration, doxing of those that give to political groups. Make sure that stops dead in its tracks. The way to save America is to run it like they run Florida's elections. That's the way to save America, is to run elections the way Florida does and Texas does and Ohio does. Anything other than that is not acceptable. Florida had all their votes counted and done by more than 99% done by midnight, wrapped and done. We need more of that. A shout out to my friends at Wolverine Water. Pure Michigan Water has, well, it's never been more important than it is today. And you can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine's been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products, hometown service, provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. By the way, the best thing I ever did to my house, the best home improvement item I ever bought, the reverse osmosis drinking water system from Wolverine. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. Check it out.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.